Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Well, good morning, everyone, here in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Randall Abaro, your host for Spirit of Film Conversations. Movies are changing the way we think, live, and dream. So each week, we showcase today's independent and visionary filmmakers whose movies evoke what I call the spirit of film, which is a metaphor for the movie's magical power to transform our lives. And today, I'm proud to welcome one of my friends, producer-director Sandy Zig, and her film that we'll be talking about today, Soul Masters, Dr. Guo and Dr. Shaw. And these are two amazing gentlemen. And you are about to experience a story and a film that is really revolutionary in terms of its subject matter and the profile of two amazing and very prolific healers that are very unique in the world today. But first, let me welcome Sandy to the program. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Randall. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on my show. If everyone in the audience probably doesn't know or may not be familiar with Dr. Zigong Shaw or Master Shaw, and first of all, if you would like to know more about the film we'll be talking about today, you can visit soulmastersmovie.com. And of course, you can just find the link at spiritoffilm.net, my website. But Sandy, this film was not only a journey in telling the world about these two amazing healers, but was also a journey for you in terms of your own family. So where did this a journey get started for you in making the motion picture?
Yes, that's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I had never heard of Dr. Shaw prior to one specific day when my father had been in Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, and five doctors suggested that if he didn't have a very serious operation, that he wouldn't live longer than 3 months. And so all of my family had gathered in Phoenix, my sister from France, my brother lives in Phoenix, to try to take care of my dad and to make him comfortable, because he decided not to have that operation. And actually, this one day, I live in Tucson, and I drove back down to Tucson, and as I was just arriving, my brother called me and said, "Sandy, you have to come back up tonight. There's a doctor of Chinese medicine who's going to come and do a healing for Dad." And so the story is that my brother is the director and founder of the Milton Erickson Foundation in Phoenix. And someone who was traveling with Master Shaw knew my brother's work and suggested to Dr. Shaw that he might like to meet my brother Jeff, because he was doing a lot of things for many, many years that Dr. Shaw was also doing, traveling around the world, making worldwide organizations. My brother has a publishing company. And so my brother actually said, "Sure, I'd be very happy to meet Dr. Shaw, but he's at a rehab center, and I can't meet Dr. Shaw until after the rehab center closes." So Master Shaw said, "Well, I'll come and do a healing for your father." And so that's exactly how my family met Dr. Shaw. I think that was a very unusual circumstance.
It was very synchronistic, it sounds like.
Very synchronistic. So I drove up to Phoenix, and we met Dr. Shaw at the rehab center, and he came with a number of his students and people who were traveling with him and going to his workshop. One of those people was Cheryl Wallace. One of those people was Millie Luong, and then Patricia Stevens. And so Master Shaw began to do a healing for my father, which was, as I explain actually in the movie, because we decided that it would be appropriate for me to include my story in the movie, although that really wasn't my intention at all. I'll go back to that, but so Master Shaw did a healing for my father, and we didn't have any idea exactly what was happening, because he actually didn't do anything that we can see during that healing. He was doing a spiritual healing for my father. But at the same time that none of us had ever experienced this spiritual healing in my family, I think all of us had some feelings and a sense that something really powerful was happening at that time. And so that's the beginning of the journey that I had with Master, that I'm having with Master Shah.
Yeah. Anytime that Master Shah is around, just extraordinary things happen. That's my experience with him as well. If the audience doesn't realize that on the channel you're listening to right now, Seventh Wave Network, I have been producing a radio program with Dr. Zigong Shah, Master Shah, here, and he's also on our Voice America Health and Wellness channel. So if you want to listen to Master Shah, you can just check out the schedule on this channel, and you can find his program, and it's available 24/7 on demand. So you can get information about this extraordinary technique that he calls soul, mind, body medicine. And the program on Voice America here is called Soul Healing and Enlightenment. And so that's just for our audiences out there who like to listen to our network here. There's more of Master Shah whenever you would like. Well, Sandy, Dr. Shah is, just to let the audience know, he is an advanced spiritual master. He's an inspired teacher, extraordinary healer. He's an MD in Western medicine in China, and he's a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine in China. And he is also a grand master of Tai Chi, Qigong, Feng Shui, Kung Fu, and I Ching. His credentials are absolutely amazing. I've met very few people who are involved in the healing profession that have credentials like what he has. But the story of this film is how he started from his young life, and he met Master Guo. So talk a little bit about, and you show this in the film, and you tell the story about how these two gentlemen meet, but just kind of relate that for our audience, because the whole film is built around how these two men got together and how they formed a relationship.
Yeah, that's right. And Master Shah was extremely successful in all of those healing arts and specifically acupuncture. And he was, I think he was in the Philippines at the time, working with the World Health Organization, and his father found this book that's called Don Yi Gong, which is a book that was written by Dr. Jichen Guo. And his father sent him this book, and he recounts often the story that he read this book and he was extremely excited about the content of the book, because the book said that thinking can heal. And that really resonated with Master Shah. And so he picked up the phone and he called Dr. Guo and said that he wanted to become a disciple. So that was a kind of a large request, but he knew that in his heart he could learn many, many secrets of healing through becoming a disciple. And Dr. Guo said to him, and this is recounted in the movie, no, just be a student. And Master Shah had one intention, and that intention was to become a disciple. And so he did call a couple of more times, and eventually I think that there was a very deep connection between the two of them, because both of them are extremely innovative practitioners. Dr. Shah, when he was an acupuncturist, found a method basically to do soul healing through acupuncture needles. And so finally Master Guo wrote him a letter, and the letter started out, Ji Gong, disciple. And so Dr. Shah became the disciple of Dr. Guo. And this was a very long, as it is, many, many years, over 12 years before actually Dr. Guo confided in him and gave him, many, many deep personal teachings. So he has to prove himself as a disciple, which the movie talks about.
Well, if people aren't really familiar with medicine in China and how it's practiced, it's very different from Western medicine. It's very much based on the the sort of, I would say, lineage of information, and some of it is actually kind of mystic or mystical, or you could say. And because to watch Master Guo and Master Sha, the way they work, to the Western mind, it, like you said before, it doesn't look like there's anything going on. He's waving his hands around and moving, but there is a lot happening. And your movie was very successful. One of the things that I think is best about your film is that, to the Western mind, where people don't understand the practice of what Master Guo and Master Sha demonstrate and teach and heal people with, is that you tell the story behind the scenes of how this actually can happen. And I think that's why that's one of the ways that your film is the most successful, that it really gives people a complete enough explanation so we can grasp exactly what these two extraordinary gentlemen are bringing to the world for to help heal the world. And in China, most of the film deals with showing them at work in China. Now, Dr. Guo has a clinic, I think it's in Zhengding or something. Okay. And he and his staff, they have treated thousands of patients, and the body space medicine is as described on your website, it's a revolutionary cellular science that distills Dr. Guo's decades of clinical experience and research and adds the deep wisdom and insight that he has gained through his abilities as a medical intuitive and his decades-long study of rare ancient teachings. Talk a little bit about how you understand that Master Guo has developed this healing art.
Yeah, Master Guo in the clinic, which is an extremely special place, and I hope that everyone can get that feeling through the film, uses a number of different techniques for healing. So there are the techniques of herbal medicine, which is very traditional Chinese medicine. However, of the thousands and thousands of herbs that there are, Dr. Guo has actually honed them down to, when I first went there, he had honed it down to 30 herbs, which could heal any condition that anyone has. And I'm not just talking about small conditions, I'm talking about what we would consider incurable conditions. And we show a number of examples in the movie of people who had pancreatic cancer or other very, very serious illnesses who were cured when they were sent home from the hospital saying that there was really no hope. Then at that last resort, they went to Dr. Guo's clinic. So then in the course of filming, Dr. Guo actually took those 30 herbs and reduced them even further to 10 herbs. So there were 10 herbs, and there are 10 herbs that can be used to heal any condition. So in the clinic, Dr. Guo will give everyone a tongue reading, which is also very typical in Chinese medicine. However, he reads the tongue slightly differently, which, you get a little bit of information about that in the film. Mm-hmm. He even did that with the crew. All of the crew, the cinematographer, the sound man, the assistant, we all got our own personal diagnosis. And when we were there, we were also being healed. So you get the tongue diagnosis. They make the herbs for you. They will boil them, and then they'll send them up to your room. And you'll take these herbs in the morning and at night, which is also rather the usual process with traditional herbal medicine. Master Guo has also three types of massage that were each one in itself quite extraordinary. The first one is touch massage, where he's using rapid movements in order to stimulate the different blockages in the body. And so Dr. Guo's theory is that they don't call illnesses by the names that we call it here in the West. Basically, he says there are blockages of
energy.
And the fluids in the body as well. And so he has figured out through these herbal treatments and these massage treatments how to move that energy. Like one herb will move the energy up, and the other energy will move it around. So there are circles in the body that he calls the Gong Zhuan, which is a circular energy. It's like it goes up and down from the spine around, and then the Zhuan, which goes like across your body. So these are energy circles, and he's figured out the most simple ways to move that energy through both herbs and massage. So the next type of massage, which was quite extraordinary for us to experience, is a fire massage. So Dr. Guo takes wine that's mixed with herbs and heated. And then so the practitioner actually has fire in a kind of a glove. They have a heavy glove, and they take that and they pat it onto different sections, different areas of your body in order to move this energy.
Yeah, that's an amazing part of the film. I mean, you see the hands, and there's fire on this guy's hand, and he's massaging someone. It looks like all the body parts are on fire. It's absolutely amazing. It isn't.
I mean, the fact is that it feels great. It's an amazing experience, both physically and then also on a spiritual level, because you can actually feel all of the cells in your body, some kinds of experiences you've never felt before. And I even had some very large kind of spiritual openings, which I was totally unexpected for me. I think that may be the best time is when you're not expecting it. And then the last massage is called non-touch massage. And basically the practitioner connects with you on a soul level. They actually are always connecting with you on a soul level, but this is the easiest way to describe this last one, because there's a big, large room where there's probably 50 tables. And then the practitioners go around to each person and they touch their message center, which is like the heart chakra, and they just touch it lightly and they connect with you on a deep spiritual level, and it allows you to actually self-heal. So one thing that I didn't mention that they also do at the clinic and that Dr. Shaw does as well is teach people how to heal themselves by moving the energy in your body by hand positions that are called one hand near, one hand far. And you see this in the movie. You can also see this in Dr. Shaw's book, Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine, where you will use one near hand close to an area that is perhaps in pain, like a headache, and the far hand to your lower stomach region, which is called the lower dantian in their practice. And so you're moving an area where there's too much energy to an area where you need to have more energy. And so these practices are also used in China with cancer patients and with every other kind of illness, so that people are not only getting these treatments, but they are learning how to heal themselves, which is an extremely empowering part of the practice of both Dr. Guo and Dr. Shaw.
Hmm. Well, just to put it in perspective for our audience is what Dr. Guo is, the wisdom that he's bringing back, the ancient wisdom, he's combining that with modern medical knowledge that he has acquired in clinical practice for almost 50 years in China. And it basically putting these two methodologies together and then bringing them to a place where people can actually learn how to do this on themselves. I learned a little bit of a technique from Dr. Shaw when he was here in 2005. And the reason why it's called, for everyone out there, Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine in his best-selling book is because you're connecting with the soul, using your mind to focus with intention, and you're using your body position, like you mentioned, one hand near, one hand far. Well, my sense of it is you're actually using your body like a battery. You're creating an electrical circuit of healing using your hands, where your chakra points are. And then there's sound. And there's actually words, and it's if you go to Dr. Shaw's site, it's drsha.com, you'll see a little golden ball, and there's actually a mathematical formula to the sound, where you're chanting certain sound and you do it with very focused energy and intention. And, you know, there's a body position that goes with it. So you're with intention, you sound, body position all together. And there is one position that I've held where you kind of hold your left hand thumb and hold it near your second chakra, and you focus, and then you speak this chant. And within 2 minutes, your body feels like it's starting to turn into it feels like it's literally, you're starting to burn. You're burning energy, and you're just standing there doing this. So these healing practices are I mean, I've experienced them personally myself, and they're absolutely amazing.
That was a great explanation, actually, of the practice. Really wonderful, because there are four different techniques to these. You know, I mean, when you get a little bit more involved and a little bit more interested, they're very, very simple. And, you know, it's called soul power, and then it's called sound power. So you're body power, which you're talking about, you're in a physical position. And in mind power is you're using your mind with creative visualizations. The sound that you were mentioning is called San San Jolio Baya Wu. It's a number code, very, very simple, 339-6815. And then you do talk to the soul of the organ or system in order to assist it and to encourage it to self-heal. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's a great technique.
Yes, and you for our listeners, you can go on Dr. Shah's website. It's drsha.com. And he has classes. He travels all over the world. And if you're listening here in the United States, you can. I think he's coming to Phoenix, I think, this summer. And he's in several. Well, his itinerary of classes is online. You can sign up for workshops, and everything is right there. Just go on the website, and you can find out more. Well, Sandy, one of the parts of the movie that I found really just absolutely amazing is to see the number of people that visit Dr. Guo's clinic. I mean, it's like a movie. He's got a line around the block of people waiting to get in there in the morning. And how does he manage to treat everybody?
Well, that's the other thing is that, I mean, with the tongue diagnosis, the way he can do it, it takes instants, at moments, for him to look at your tongue and figure out what the condition is and for him to prescribe the herbs. So basically, that's how fast it is. It's like maybe it takes a minute or two for him to look at someone's tongue, and then he's on to the next person. So there are many people who are there, who stay there are healed there, but there's many people who just come to be in the outpatient clinic as well. The thing about this place that I hope is also conveyed in the film, I hope that people can really feel this, is that it's an extremely special place on Earth, which is because what they do is heal. They heal with the heart. They heal through soul communication. And so you walk into this place and you feel as though it is an extremely unique and very nurturing place in the world. And so that's why there's a few people that we interviewed, and they said, we just don't want to leave here. And, yeah. And many, many people come back, you know, because they also... and then many people who went there with illnesses became practitioners. And many other people, you know, whose family were healed, there became practitioners. So the practitioners have this extremely high level of intuitive healing abilities, and they're encouraged basically to forget themselves, which would be a wonderful thing for all of us to do now and then, you know, to be egoless and to heal. And so that's a unique experience for me, and I hope that... that's felt when you see the film as well.
Oh, it most certainly is. It was a very entertaining part of the movie where most of the movies and subtitles, because people are speaking in Chinese, and they say that when they've come to the clinic, they feel like they're being welcomed like family, and you know they have a dance party there. I mean, people were moving around and doing practices and they're having a great time, and there's great food, and they go through the healing, and there's people there. There was a couple of couples that you show in the film that they're kind of this is their last hope, and Master Guo was able to help them. Talk a little bit about that. There was one couple, one older couple, and they had an extraordinary healing, and you actually talked about that in the film.
Yes, this was one of those numerous cases, actually, that we met of people who the doctors, you know, to this particular woman, she had cancer, and the doctor wanted her to have an operation, and basically her own personal feeling was that she just really didn't want it, so she sort of, you know, left the hospital, And they heard about Dr. Guo's clinic, which is what seems to be happening in China, is that it's by word of mouth. Although there have been, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that have gone through the clinic. So she came to the clinic with her husband. They both stayed there, and she was given the herbs, the same technique that I've actually just described, where she had tongue diagnosis, and they made the herbs a special prescription for each person. That's why you're doing the tongue reading. I think it was in 50 days that she also was completely healed. I mean, she went back and had the test, and they said the condition cleared up. So these are conditions where literally, you know, they're hopeless conditions and they clear up. They're hopeless in Western medicine, you know, but since Dr. Guo and Dr. Shaw are not thinking in those terms, you know, they're dealing with other techniques of self-healing, techniques of soul communication, you know, with the organ or the system, sending a message to the organ or system that needs to be assisted and needs to be healed, changing the message in the organ or the system, and then people self-heal. Basically, that's what happens.
Well, we're about to go to break here in just a couple of minutes, but I want to start talking about the aspect of remote healing, because that had an effect on your father, and how, in your understanding, how that is actually possible.
Okay.
So, yeah, just if we could just start talking about that, we'll come back to it after a bit, but just because your story in the beginning of the film starts with your father, and it shows Master Shaw, and he actually, I think they went back and you've got did you actually show that in the film? There was some film of him doing that at the time or afterwards, or he describes it, or
remote healing. Yes, Dr. Guo and Dr. Shaw both did remote healing for my dad. And when I was first in China, I want to tell a little bit of the story about how I got to China, also maybe when we come back, but Master Guo did a remote healing that was actually filmed. And so because it was filmed, we used it in the movie. We went back and found that footage. But my dad had, the condition was his diabetic condition, he had a gangrene.
And okay, so, well, I want to come back to that as soon as we take a break here, Sandy. Just hold on. We'll be right back after just a couple of minutes with more about the movie Soul Masters. Stay with us, everyone.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you self-employed, or do you run a small business? Then you wear a lot of hats. You're the CEO, sales manager, benefits manager, and sometimes even the janitor. You need to know about the National Association for the Self-Employed. The NASE offers you access to affordable health insurance, dental plans, vision plans, income protection plans, and term life insurance. They even provide access to business advice, tax advice, and emergency road service. Insurance plans are provided by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, North Richland Hills, Texas, and there are some exclusions and limitations. So call now to learn how we can help your small business grow.
800-327-0580. 800-327-0580. Not licensed in New York. Policy series on file and association membership is required. Call now. 800-327-0580. 800-327-0580.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Randall Libero, and you're listening to Spirit of Film Conversations. We're talking today with producer-director Sandy Zeig, whose film Soul Masters, Dr. Guo and Dr. Shaw, is an amazing film that talks about the lives of these two extraordinary gentlemen who are bringing ancient healing techniques and combining them with modern medicine and doing some pretty amazing things, both in China, in the East, and the West. They're traveling all over the world. Well, Dr. Shaw, as I know, anyway. But it's before the break, Sandy, we were talking about the aspect of remote healing. Now, I've seen Master Shaw do this in person, and I've seen him, you know, as he works on people. And if you go to his website, drshaw.com, you can see video of him actually working on people where he doesn't even touch them. But then there's this other aspect of remote healing where he's not even in the same place as the person that he's sending healing energy to. And in the film we were talking about before the break, that you actually filmed Dr. Guo doing this. So let's pick up where you left off on that story.
Yeah, so because I had actually just met Dr. Shaw 2 weeks before I went to China for the very first time. At the very end of this trip, it was a trip with about 60 students of Dr. Shaw's, Master Guo was offering healings to everyone. And so everyone would just go up and ask for whatever we needed. And so I went and I asked for healing for my father, and I brought a picture of my dad. My dad loved to smoke cigars, and so I had taken a portrait of my dad smoking a cigar. So I gave this photo to Master Guo, and Master Shaw was talking to him and said that, you know, about my dad's condition, and he said that Dr. Guo was a specialist in my dad's condition. And so in the movie, you see Dr. Guo basically doing a remote healing, and it's so interesting because Master Shaw said, "Watch this. Watch what he's doing. This is a healing. This is a healing." And so when he's saying, "Watch this," what he's saying is, on a spiritual level, those of us who can see on a spiritual level can actually see the healing taking place. But if you can't see that, you see him, you know, also doing these gestures. So a lot of times when Master Shaw travels around, he will ask someone who can actually see the healing, what's taking place on a spiritual level, he asks them to recount exactly what's taking place, and so that you can understand what's taking place. And I wanted to tell you something about what Master Guo had explained about message in the movie, which I think will help us to understand exactly what they're doing. He said that all forms of matter are manifestations of information or message, so that whenever we act upon matter, we have to necessarily act also on the message. So he said when you're treating any illness, it requires attending to the message. So there's a saying in China, in order to treat a disease, one must first treat the heart. So treatment of the heart is done through addressing the message. So he said that he can't really reach into the afflicted area itself, and that it's only by adjusting the message that the problem can be resolved. So that's if that's clear, that's how they're doing remote healing, is they're adjusting the message in the organ or the system. And the message can also be interpreted as soul. I mean, in China, they don't say soul very much for, you know, political reasons, but Master Shaw talks about soul healing all of the time here. That's exactly what he's calling it.
Okay. Well, that was a very good explanation. I mean, that made sense to me. But yes, we just think of the universe, that everything is energy, and that we can actually direct energy with our mind and with our soul. And people are doing it all the time, every day. They just don't realize it. And as you know, we never grew up in this sort of place where we were instructed that these things are, you know, are realities for human beings, because we're spiritual beings. And in the East, with people like Dr. Guo and Dr. Shaw, I mean, they've learned these techniques, which were studied, you know, for thousands of years in ancient China. And matter of fact, before modern science and Western medicine and all these were known throughout the world. So we've just, I think, in the past, you know, several hundred years, we've kind of forgotten about many of these things in Europe and in the West. But in the East, they have been, you know, staying alive and thriving. And in your film, you talk about how they're being brought back into the modern era by these two amazing healers.
That's right.
Right. So I just wanted to make that point for people, because we sometimes forget, you know, that we treat our doctors as gods. And, you know, I've learned that that's not a good idea. Anyway, let's talk about a little bit about the production. When you were filming in China, did you have to get permission from the Chinese government, or did you have to kind of jump through any hoops to make this film over there?
Can I take an amendment on that? Well, actually, we kind of went in as tourists, so we didn't go in as a film crew.
Oh, okay.
We actually just went in as tourists.
Oh, all right.
It was going to be it was a very small production, if you want to know the truth. It was, you know, an independent production, and so it just seemed easier for us to do it that way.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask that. I didn't know what the answer to that was going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to come back to the different techniques in the clinic that are being used, because one of the things that you mentioned very briefly in the film is during the outbreak of SARS that Dr. Guo was able to help a little bit in terms of dealing with the outbreak. Can you talk a little bit about what exactly that he was able to do for people at that time?
Mm-hmm. Well, so my understanding is that, you know, when SARS broke out, Dr. Guo took this situation very seriously, and so he went to look at what the symptoms were in the same way of SARS patients, and he basically developed an herbal formula in order to treat SARS. And he presented this herbal formula. I'm not exactly sure of what the formula was, what the herbs were, but he presented this formula to the Chinese government. I'm sure that there may have been other people that were also trying to stem the SARS virus. Well, the Chinese government agreed to put his herbal formula on the government website. And what happened was that many, many people downloaded, they went up to the website, they looked at the herbs that were recommended, they went to the herbal store, they purchased those herbs, and as we all know, you know, SARS has virtually disappeared.
So yeah. People in the West who aren't realize it, they have, in China, they have stores that have all sorts of herbs. If you've ever been to Chinatown, like in San Francisco or Washington, D.C., you walk into the store and they literally have all these herbs around. I mean, this is very common. It's sort of, I wouldn't say it's like a 7-Eleven in China, but it's like a supermarket. I mean, you can go in and get any kind of herb. So when people went on the website and got the information, they were able to go out there and get the herbs and start using this formula that Dr. Guo developed.
That's right. And the herbs is for people who've never used Chinese herbs. They're generally dried herbs of many different things that we actually even know, that we, you know, would know here, like dandelion is an herb that's used a lot in China. So we know some of those herbs. So they're dried, and basically the practitioner will tell you how many grams of that herb you need to get for a particular dose. And what you do when you're doing it at home is you boil the herbs. And so what Dr. Guo has done, typically, when I first had experienced Chinese herbs many years ago, maybe 10 years ago, you'd have to boil these herbs for an hour. But with Dr. Guo's formula, you know, they're very small amounts of grams that you're using every time you're taking a particular dose of these herbs. So you only have to boil them for a couple of minutes, which also makes it much easier. So even at that time, he had been doing some enormous innovations in the way Chinese herbal medicine is used.
Mm. I want to talk for a while about Dr. Shah, Dr. Zhigang Shah, because
yes,
the end of the film, the last portion of the movie, really talks about how he has become Dr. Guo's, he is his first disciple, and he is Dr. Guo's worldwide representative. But also, Dr. Shah has created some things based on his own from Dr. Guo's teachings. Can you talk about how he has kind of brought these teachings into a more of a modern context and he's actually sharing them with people? What is some of the new things that Dr. Shah has been able to do with these teachings?
Well, you know, that's a really fantastic question, because Dr. Shah takes everything that Dr. Guo does and he actually explains it and utilizes it on the soul level. So when I would say that Dr. Guo, you know, would give these herbs, which are physical herbs, Master Shah would do something like making the soul of the herb available to people, so that you could actually get that same prescription, if you will, and not even have to drink them. You're actually being affected by the soul of the herb, because in Dr. Shah's teaching, everything has a soul. You know, every part of your body, everything that we see outside, obviously the mountains or the ocean, and so you can be healed by requesting healing from the soul of even nature. And so when Master Shah teaches, there's an inner invocation of the soul. So if you're having a headache, you can talk to the soul, your soul of my head. You know, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You can heal yourself. Do a good job. So you're actually doing a kind of hello to the organ or system, and then you're requesting that it heals itself, and then you're using some of these self-healing techniques that you and I've, you know, briefly addressed. You can do the same thing. You can ask for a healing, a blessing from nature. And, you know, Master Shah also does a lot of universal meditation. So he's taking, that's one aspect. The other aspect of Dr. Shah's work is that he now does what's called a soul operation. So he'll actually, on a spiritual level, open up a particular organ or system that has some kind of blockages. He'll bring light into that area on the spiritual level. He'll clean that area out. And then he will suture it up, and that's the end of what is called a soul operation. So he's doing many, many other kinds of soul healings. Another one after that would be like a soul transplant, which he does in the movie. So if you have an organ that is just maybe tired, he will do on a spiritual level a transplant of a new soul, so that soul will be totally rejuvenated. And this you can see in the movie. I hope that's a good explanation of some of the ways he's taken, Dr. Guo's practice and on his own, you know, also innovated beyond what we've generally known before.
Yeah, when I first got to know Dr. Shah, I was actually on one of his teleclasses, and he has these teleclasses that you can actually register for and participate in. And right over the phone, as you're listening to it, he's actually giving healing energy as he's talking to everyone who's on the call. And there's hundreds of people on these calls. I mean, it's just amazing. And I remember the first time that I was listening to the call, I went into a very deep state. And I came out of it, and I didn't fall asleep, but I just went into a very deep meditative state. So, I mean, that to me was extraordinary that anybody could do that over the phone. Yes. And so, that's one of the ways that people can, and you know, start to receive is go on Dr. Shah's website, drshah.com, and you can register for these teleclasses. And also you can read his books. I mean, he's got several books. There's Power Healing, there's Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine, there's Soul Wisdom. And I think there's a soul communication is another one. So you can, if you really want to get the details of it, for those of you who like to read, you can read his books and you'll get a much deeper and more profound understanding of what these teachings are and techniques that Dr. Shah, and of course, you know, go to and participate in his workshops as well. That's another way that you can be with him, just being around him.
Right. The wonderful thing about soul, mind, body, medicine is that in one read You'll really understand the concept. In the beginning of the book is mostly conceptual of many things that we've discussed, but in more depth. And then he also gives you all of these self-healing techniques for all of these different conditions. So if you have any condition or friends or family have a condition, you can just sort of flip through the book and have a healing method right at hand. In Soul Wisdom, Dr. Shaw, because Dr. Shaw works on both soul healing and enlightenment. So something that we've addressed only a little bit in the film, but that he addresses much more in his book, Soul Wisdom, is how we can actually reach soul enlightenment in this lifetime. That's really something that he's teaching to as many as all people, and he really wants people to understand this. And in Soul Wisdom, you have all kinds of wonderful techniques in order to develop, your own potential, like soul dance, soul song, these are number one, really pleasurable, but they also take meditation, if you will, to another level.
Yeah, there's just listening to Dr. Shaw's voice. I mean, of course, you can go on our Seventh Wave Network channel and his show, or Voice America Health and Wellness channel, and listen to the show every week. And this is actually every Friday at 5 p.m. for everyone who wants to listen to the program. You can just click on the link that's on Seventh Wave or Voice America Health. And he is live every Friday at 5 o'clock Pacific time. So if you're not available for his teleclasses, you can at least listen to his radio program. Sandy, as a filmmaker, this must have been a really revolutionary personal experience for you in making the film. So what are your plans now? What are you kind of are looking to do next in terms of your next production?
Yeah, so I'm helping Dr. Shaw actually do a number of other videos because I'm really a student of Dr. Shaw's now, and so I go to many of his workshops, and I have the opportunity to film them, as I did in parts of the movie. You can see that. So he has a few other projects. They did something called Conversations with Master Shaw and Master Guo, which is a very high-level conversation about spiritual practice. And so right now I'm preparing that for a soul retreat that Master Shaw is going to be doing in Montreal in June, because we want people to have access to that. And he also did some other teachings in Mount Shasta, and I'm making a DVD of those teachings. So those are two projects that I'm doing for Master Shaw. And on my own, I started a little while ago a film that's actually taking place in Arizona, very happy to say. It's called Apache 8, and it's about Apache 8, which was an all-women's crew of Apache women firefighters that are located on the White Mountain Apache Reservation. So that's a little bit outside of what I did for Master Shaw, but I was very moved by these people, and in the same way as I was very affected by Dr. Shaw's work, and I felt like, this work of Dr. Shaw's needed to be out into the world. Randall, I never told you how I got from meeting Master Shaw to making this movie.
Oh, okay, yeah, why don't you tell that story?
Can I tell you that?
Yeah, tell that story.
Yeah, because what happened was, after the healing for my dad, my dad needed to rest, so we all went out to have dinner. And Dr. Shaw was mentioning how he was taking 60 of his students to meet his master, Dr. Guo, who now I feel you all may know. And so I said to myself, that sounds like a very interesting trip. And mind you, I wasn't particularly interested in Chinese medicine. I wasn't particularly interested in going to China. I was in a whole different track, actually. But something deep inside me, this is amazing. So I kept being more and more excited about it and saying to them, well, wow, that sounds great. I want to go. And they were like, well, if you want to go, you just really have to go. And like by the end of the conversation, it was like, I'm going. And they were like, great. And I said, when are you going? Because that suddenly occurred to me. I had no idea when they were leaving. And they said, in 2 weeks. And, lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I was actually in China.
Amazing how life just kind of happens like that.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone listening would like to see this film, it is available on the internet, and you can actually go to soulmastersmovie.com and find the link there, and you can actually watch it right on your computer. So that's one way, and of course you can also get the DVD. And I really encourage people to share this film with each other, because they're not. Not too many times in history is there an opportunity to really learn something which has the lineage and knowledge and wisdom of thousands of years in practice and demonstration and success in bringing healing to humanity. And really, I really encourage people to take a look at this information, get a copy of the film, or at least watch it online, share it with your friends, and you know, see if this is for you. I mean, some people are ready. You know, when the student is ready, the master is there, so to speak. But I have very recently begun to work with a lot of pretty amazing people in my work as a producer, and I really have to say that it has been my honor and privilege to work with Master Shah and help, you know, promote his message to the world. And I'm very glad that you had the wherewithal and the courage and to make this film, because as I've said on my website, there's never really been any film that I've ever seen that's quite like it. Although it's a documentary, it's really a story of these two healers and bringing this wisdom to the world that in the East it's known, and in the West we're just kind of getting more and more familiar with it. So I really encourage people to check out this information, because as listening to Sandy's story, when you're in need of something, it may come along in a way that you don't expect, just as your trip to China, coming back to that. So, go ahead.
Randall, you know, being in the presence of Dr. Guo and Dr. Shah, as we could be when we were making this film, it was a very intimate situation. They allowed us into many, many intimate parts of their lives and of intimate conversations. And so I felt the experience of being so close to them and so in such an intimate situation was very healing in and of itself. And I hope that people, when they see the film, will really feel the presence, the deep caring and the deep compassion that they both have, and that in a way the movie will in itself be a healing tool. I know that that's a grand hope, but I feel as though they have instilled within their presence such tremendous power that even watching them is it really changes your whole essence.
Yeah, it definitely comes through in the film. I remember after I saw it at the screening here in Phoenix, I went home and I just felt like I was, I was happy. I felt great. You know, it was like being in Dr. Shah's presence. So I think you were very successful in capturing the essence of who they both are in the movie. So that's congratulations to you on making a great film. That's not an easy feat to do as a filmmaker. I can definitely tell you that. Well, Sandy, I really want to thank you for being on the show today. We're about out of time. I really appreciate your taking your time to allow me to talk with you about your film today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Really enjoyed speaking with you. Thank you.
All right. So everyone out there, check out soulmastersmovie.com, and you can actually view the film online. And, of course, more information about Dr. Shah is available online at his website, where you can find out where he's going to be appearing, and, of course, get all the information and books and everything else that start learning and bringing healing to yourself and your family and your friends. Well, everyone, that's a wrap for our show. Again, join us again next week as we showcase the very best in movie entertainment that inspires us towards positive change and honors a belief that simple choices can change the world. And you can find out more on the internet about Spirit of Film Conversations and the movies we talk about each week by going to my website at spiritoffilm.net. And please tell your friends about where to find our program right here on SeventhWaveNetwork.com. And remember, you are the writer, producer, director, and star of your own movie that's called Your Life. So make it a blockbuster, and it'll be a classic. Until next time, I'm Randall Libero for Spirit of Film Conversations. We'll see you next week.